The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Brought to you today in part by Glamourine. Now, here are the stars of our show speaking for Glamourine.
Hey, when did you get time to bake a cake?
I didn't. You know the folks who moved in next door?
See, that looks good. Yeah, what about them?
She seems awfully nice. She's got four boys.
Yeah?
Well, the way her rugs get packed up with dirt, I decided to give her some Glamourine.
Hey, where's it nice? Uh-huh, so, go on, darling. Glamourine, yeah.
Well, she used it on her rugs and she couldn't get over the way Glamourine made them look just like new again. Are you listening?
Yeah, sure I am.
And she was just amazed when I told her what a buy it was. How you get the giant 98-cent pint free with a giant quart, both for only $1.89. Well, she was so grateful, she baked a cake and brought it over. Honey!
Well, what's the matter, dear?
That's for dessert tonight. We're having company for dinner.
Oh, golly, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Ladies, you'll be delighted with the way Glamourine makes your rugs and upholstery professionally clean. Glamourine clean. And with Glamourine's big spring cleaning offer, you get the giant 98-cent pint free with a giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone, only $1.89. That's Glamourine liquid rug and upholstery cleaner. Get yours today.
Oh, boy, I'm not going to sit up late tonight. I'm going to bed early.
Well, me too. I'll be so glad when this house cleaning is over. And I certainly wouldn't be this far done if Aunt Effie hadn't helped.
Well, where is she?
Oh, she went down to the drugstore for a hair net or something. There's a car stopping out in front.
Not somebody for us.
No, I can't tell. Oh, hope it's not who I think it is. Oh, don't tell me.
Not the Gribbles.
Don't they have a pinkish-purple car?
Yes, you get that. Get back. Don't let them see
you. Put the lights on.
No, we're not home. We are not going to get out.
They may have seen me in the window.
Back, will you?
Oh, please,
get in the dining room. Get in the dining room.
Let's go now. This is ridiculous.
Go on, honey. I'm not going to answer that door.
No, we can't do that.
Stay back. Listen, they never home before. They come, they drop in, and they stay half the night.
I know, but this doesn't seem nice, dear.
One time they've gone home before 3:00 in the morning. That windbag sits there, and he tells the same stories over and over and over again.
I know that, but what if they've already seen me? Coming up the front walk.
All right, lay low. Get down!
Mr. Norma will walk right in. You know, Norma, I am not going to be found crouching behind a chair.
Stay back. She's out of sight. Now go on.
What are you doing?
I'm locking the door.
What do they think if they see you crawling along the floor like that?
Come on,
will you? Nobody will hear you lock the door.
Yeah, I got it. Turn the bolt where it's going. Get back. Get out of my way.
This is just ridiculous. I'm going to answer the door.
Off you go. Quiet and stay back.
Oh, this is awful.
I must know. Quiet until they go away.
Spring clean with Glamourine liquid rug and upholstery cleaner. Remember, while the supply lasts, the giant 98-cent pint is yours free with a giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone, only $1.89. More than enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally bright and clean again. Remember, more women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. So get your Glamourine in the giant quart pint combination today, both for only $1.89.
Oh, we have got to answer the door. Now let go.
We can't answer it now, anyway. I think they're leaving.
Don't look out. They will see you.
Oh, what? They're going around to the back door.
Well, that's not locked either. Norma tried this door, and now she'll walk right in the kitchen. And then how do we explain what we are doing?
Stay there.
Where are you? I don't know why we started this. If they look in the window and see you racing through the house like a chimpanzee on all fours.
Just stay out of sight, that's all.
I think this is terrible. I really do. It's true, I don't care much about the Gribbles, but even so, if they see you.
I got it locked. Stay back.
Oh, boy, they don't give up easily, do they?
I think this is terrible.
Listen, I am not going to loan that guy any more money.
Any money?
Yes, yes. I never told you because I knew you'd get mad. But every single time they dropped in here, practically, you and Norma go out to the kitchen to fix coffee or something, he puts a bite on me for $25 or so.
I certainly didn't know that. Why'd you give it to him?
They're going.
Why'd you give him any money?
I don't know. We pulled some hard luck story, and you know me. I don't know how to say no.
You just say no. M-O. Really? Well, I don't feel so badly about not answering the door now. Where are they?
They've walked around the front again.
Oh, but just stay back. They're going to try the front door again. Oh, wouldn't you think they'd give up?
Well, they must think it's very funny. Every single light in the living room is just blazing.
Well, you can't answer. No. You got to let it ring.
What do you suppose it is?
I don't know. How do I know?
Well, you can't stand not answering the phone, dear.
Look, we cannot answer now. To begin with, the Gribbles will see us go into the hall, and anyhow, they're just standing out there to see if we do answer it.
Oh, let's rush in. Say we've been in the basement or something.
No, not now. How would that look? We can't be. They're leaving. They're going down.
Call
the
in and grab the phone. Oh, yeah, here. Get the phone. Get it.
Hello? Nobody answered.
Really?
Well, to heck with that now. I'm supposed to stay out of sight until the Gribbles drive off.
I wonder who was calling.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
Aunt Effie. She came back from the drugstore. She's met the Gribbles out in front.
But she'll tell them. She knows we're home.
Yes, she did. She has. Look, they're all walking back up the front walk. Get back, will you?
What do we do? Let's race to the attic and say we've been up there.
We can't go to the attic. They see us rush up the stairs.
Oh my gosh.
Aunt Effie can't get in the front door. I put the bolt on.
I knew we could never start this to begin with.
Come on. We'll go out the back way and stay in the garage.
Stay in the garage?
Now what happened to them?
I don't know. I certainly don't see why we're hiding in the garage. What is the advantage of being out there?
Get in the car.
Hey, look,
go on, get in. They're all coming around to the back door. Get in. Get in the back seat. Hurry up. Get down on the floor.
Careful now. Don't slam the car door.
No. Look, don't make a sound. Keep your head down.
You don't know what could have happened to them. The car is there. It would be a fine thing if they took in the car, but excuse would be possibly happened being on the floor of the back seat.
We're looking for something.
Oh, sure. It's been a while that you talked me into this.
And
I went down to the drugstore. My goodness, they were sitting right in the living room when I left.
Well, we knocked at both doors and tried them. They're both locked. Norma's here. Try both of them.
Yes, they're both locked. Well, I said, the lights are on, and generally people don't go off and leave quite so many lights burning.
No, I just can't imagine where they went. I've got a key to the back door so we can get in.
Well, it's sort of important that I talk to him tonight. If you don't mind, I'd like to hang around till they show up.
Oh, I know they'd love to see you. My goodness. Yes, come right on in.
Well, I told George, I said, Betsy must be in bed, and if they're not home, surely they'd be a babysitter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, of course. I can't imagine you both going somewhere and leaving Betsy alone. Come on in. I'll just get some coffee.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. A couple of fine parents. Mm. We just walk off, leave our child alone in the house.
Yeah, I never even thought about Betsy.
Well, we'll wait a few minutes and walk in and say that we had the what? Good excuse for both of us just dashing out like that.
Well, let me think.
Certainly it's true what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive.
All right, let me think. Can't we say we just dashed over to some neighbors or something or something?
What neighbors and for what?
You cut your hand and I had to rush you over to the doctor.
Oh, my hand isn't bandaged.
Well,
for heaven's sakes, and what did you rush me to the doctor's in? Our own little private jet plane. I saw a car was here.
Yeah.
We had answered the door to begin with.
All right, we didn't. You hear what George Gribble said? He wants to see me about something very important. Well, you can always be sure when somebody says he wants to see you about something important, it's important to him, not to you, which means, as I thought, he wants to borrow some more money.
Well, wait a minute. Well, where have we been now? You think up something. This is your idea.
All right. Wait a minute. Now, we've got to have a good excuse. Now, just let me think. Just let me think.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
A little dinner music, baby? Oh, you like that. And you like these beef nut curries, too, don't you? sure, I can tell. Yes, they do taste so good. Do you know where beech nut tea comes from? That's right, from Beech Nut Babyland. Uh-huh, it's true. Beech Nut Babyland's a very special place where every Beech Nut baby food gets lots of loving care. Yes, you just know. Like these Beech Nut pears, you just know that everyone they pick is a real beauty. That's why they have such a natural, sweet, fresh flavor. Such good feed nourishment for baby to grow on.
Get the best for your baby. Get Beech Nut baby food.
Beech Nut, the most babied food in the world.
Now, come on.
Well, here they are. Oh, my goodness, you have company.
Well, George and Norma.
Yeah, we saw the lights on, then we tried both doors.
I said I knew Betsy must be asleep, and I couldn't imagine nobody being here, not even baby
Yes, well, by gosh, Judge, we must have just stepped out when you arrived.
Ordinarily, we'd never leave Betsy alone even for a second, but it was something we just had to do.
What in the world did you have to do that you both had to leave?
Don't you ask questions?
No, it has to do with a sort of surprise for Aunt Effie's birthday.
Oh, yes. My birthday isn't until July.
I mean, that'll give us time to think of. I mean, time to really get the surprise completed.
Oh, my goodness. Could it be?
Well, you'll know in July, Aunt Effie.
George, how's everything?
Everything couldn't be better.
No.
In fact, the main reason we stopped over tonight was to pay you back the money I owe you. $75 all told, isn't it?
My gosh. Well, thanks, George. Well, the truth is, I've forgotten all about it.
Well, here it is. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, pal.
I'll get it, dear. I don't think I can wait until July to find out what my birthday surprise is.
Well, Aunt Effie, you'll just have to wait. I mean, we can't go telling any secrets or even giving you any hints.
For heaven's sake, hold on, dear. It's Anne. She said she called earlier and nobody answered.
Yes, that's right. The phone did ring while we were outside. We heard it.
Jack had two tickets for that play that's in town, one night only. They couldn't go, and when we didn't answer, Jack gave the tickets to Parker's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a darn shame.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Anne. We just stepped out for a few minutes.
Oh, isn't that awful? Oh, I bet you feel just terrible.
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is, I do, more ways than once. Now, look, George, you know that there's no rush about paying me back.
Yes, indeed. And I certainly thank you. I told Norma on the way over, I said you're one of the greatest guys I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, George, no, I don't want to hear any such nonsense.
No, that's what George said.
Well,
he is. He is my own message. I'll say it. In fact, both of them are really the most wonderful couple.
They're
both just wonderful.
What are they talking about? He's so wonderful.
You and I.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Effie and George Ebeling and Mary Long. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. This is Ted Pearson inviting you to listen Monday to The Couple Next Door.